So in the afternoon, Harry Keish brought in a salad that he had made from last night's garden produce for Srila Prabhupada to snack on. So one of the devotees, his name was Harry Bolananda, he was the gardener, and he had some big greenhouses, and in the evening, the night before, he had brought a big basket, and all different vegetables were there, peas and cauliflower and tomato and lettuce and like that. So Prabhupada was very interested in that. He liked it very much. In fact, Prabhupada always loved it when the devotees could grow their own food and then cook it and offer that to Krishna, and he especially relished that prasadam. When we went to Gita Nagari, that was on, I think, the 13th of July in 76, before we went to France, then the devotees, they were growing their own wheat, and they were harvesting it and then having it ground locally at a mill, and then that flour they were using for cooking. So one of the ladies, she made Srila Prabhupada some chapatis for his lunch, and Prabhupada saw them and he looked a bit dismayed. I was watching him. He didn't say anything because, you know, the devotees had cooked it for him special, so he didn't want to upset her or anything. But I saw when he looked at the chapatis, he was kind of looked a little bit dismayed because they were really thick. So then afterwards, he rang the bell and he asked for more. And I think he ate about four or five chapatis. So at the end of it, when the girl came in to take the plate away, he said, "When I saw those chapatis, I was thinking, oh, I won't be able to eat those, they're too thick." But he said, "When I tasted it," he said, "it was so sweet and digestible." So he had more. So he liked it that they were actually made from our own wheat and, you know, not from some factory processed stuff. So that Prabhupada relished a lot. So he, again, was having a snack on this salad that had been offered to him from our garden there in New Mayapur. So Bhagavan asked Srila Prabhupada if the peas that he had last night were good. Prabhupada laughed, "Very good, but I could not digest them." He said, "That is my fault. But, oh, it was so nice and palatable." And Prabhupada had a lot of problems with his digestion. So he relished the food, but he couldn't digest it properly. That was the problem. So once more, he glorified the simple, self-sufficient life, criticizing the artificial, time and money-wasting scientific civilization. Better to give this fresh fruit. Don't bring all rotten. In the market, you cannot get fresh. All 300 years old. Anything fresh, that is full of vitamins. So grow fresh, take fresh. In India, there's no system to purchase 300 years old bread and eat. It must be freshly made. The wife is preparing in a simple oven. The husband is eating and the children are eating. So you know, Yasoda Mayi, she's calling Krishna, "Come back, your father is waiting." You remember this? So that is the Indian system. That's a reference to Mother Jasoda every day. She would call Krishna from his play. "Come on now, take your prasadam. Nanda Maharaj is waiting. Balaram is waiting. Everybody's waiting." Nobody would eat before Krishna. So if he didn't come back, everybody had to fast. So Mother Jasoda would go and round him up from playing in the fields and bring him back to eat. And that was their occupation, cooking for Krishna. Every day, Mother Jasoda and the gopis would cook under her direction, and they would always, every day, making very fresh preparations just for Krishna's pleasure. So that Prabhupada was saying, that is the Indian system. The father and the children, they sit down. The mother will bring fresh dal, rice, chapati, and distribute, and they eat. So we used to do that. Along with father, we shall sit down for eating separately. And there was no need of table. Just on the ground. A mother will distribute and cook. So no servant, mother personally, or wife personally serving.